The Cocktail Nation on WXLV Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.
Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is The Cocktail Nation.
Well, friends, there's an old story about journalists that I think I need to quote to you this week. And bearing in mind that I was once a journalist myself, I worked at a talkback radio station as a talkback radio host, and I don't dislike journalists at all. I've been there, done that. But some journalists just don't get it, and I think this story highlights it. A car was involved in an accident in the street. As expected, a large crowd gathered. A newspaper reporter, anxious to get his story, could not get near the car, but being a clever sort of journalist, he started shouting loudly, "Let me through, let me through, I'm the son of the victim." The crowd made way for him, and lying in front of the car was a donkey. This week, I found that donkey's father, and he is a San Francisco journalist. I'm outraged by his comments about Tiki, and more specifically, the majestic Tonga Room in San Francisco. My comments to come later on the show. This week we talked to Brad Parker from Tiki Shark with our regular catch-up. I'm going to catch up as well with Steve Grease from the SG Sound, who's been out at the Mondo Lounge Weekender in Vegas. We'll see what he thought about the event. Mr. Ho, very busy with some sneak peek releases coming out once again. And we have our look at the world of swank, our segment Ask Coop this week, talking about people who abuse taking happy snaps. And we'll head into the blogosphere with a very good sight about cocktails. Right now, the latest from the Martini Kings album Lost in Paradise. It's called Goodbye to a Lonely Town.
I won't be around to see tomorrow. The streets have all shut down. The stars have faded from the sky. What once was a town is now no longer, but it left me stronger. Goodbye to a lonely town. I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward to a new start. Got to get my feet back on the ground again. And all the good times, I'll take them with me. And all the bad, I'll leave behind. Goodbye to lonely town.
Cocktail Nation, brought to you by proud sponsors Tiki Shark.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make anytime I move my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be silly so and so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in
Donation for Tiki Shark with Melbourne's Nina Ferro, and I've got the world on a string. Brad Parker, he is back with us for another catch-up. Brad, your show's all done, and now I guess it's all just kind of tidying up and setting stuff off now, isn't it?
Sending stuff all over the place. It's funny, it's big to put on an art show like that, and then there's this whole other project that happens when the show comes out, because then you have to ship everything to everybody who bought it, and a lot, some of these people, they're in a lot of different countries, so we had a lot of international shipping we had to figure out, and, you know, shipping rates going to different places, and we were just looking at how everything is going, and some places they're stuck in customs, and some places, you know, they're like, you know, being x-rayed for this or whatever, you know, paintings going all over the world. It's kind of funny. I'm really glad that my business agent is helping me handle all that. It's a huge project.
I understand you're going to be featured in a local magazine or publication about places where people live. Is something about your pad, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's actually, there's a local supplement that's called the At Home Living With Style in West Hawaii. And they kind of came by and they did a photo shoot in my place. and they wanted to see where I made my art, and they actually saw that the place wasn't, you know, a complete art studio. They actually had some swing to it, you know. And so they brought over a photographer, and they did this whole kind of photo shoot layout. And they told me it's going to be in the Halloween edition, so it comes out on Sunday on Halloween. And one of the things that's featured in the in my art studio is that I work on a an old movie prop. It's from a horror movie called Jeepers Creepers that I helped create. And the movie prop is actually the work table that the monster actually used. It was kind of in his laboratory.
Wow.
So I actually made my art on this giant wooden table. And so they filmed that, and they thought that was a pretty exciting item to have for the Halloween edition. So
that's very cool. You're going to put
that's going to be featured.
Are you going to put those pictures up on your website, Facebook?
Oh. Absolutely, yeah. When it comes out on Sunday, I'll definitely get some shots of it for you. And they had big paint, you know, painting and you know, shots of me. And I even did this goofy shot. We're like, well, do you want a shot of the front of the house? He said, sure, we're going to do, you know, a shot of the front of the house. I said, well, I'll run out and I'll pretend I'm painting in the front yard. Like, that's what I do every day. So I ran out to my easel up in the front yard and I'm painting, you know. Neighbors are walking by going, hey, Brad, how's it going? There he is. Painting in the front yard.
That's fantastic. Well,
it was pretty fun, actually.
We'll look forward to that when it comes out, man.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. What got me to do it was there was a supplement then a little while ago about the House of Tiki, which just down the street from me, there's a really, really amazing place that's done up with you know, all these collectibles and things from movies, and it was it's Doug Miller's place. He has all this stuff from, like, you know, films and actual restaurants and stuff like that. So we kind of, like, you know, the paper has an all cool, like, appreciation for, you know, history and the stuff on the island. And they kind of, like, I guess, search it out. So they saw my place, and it was before I had shipped all the paintings out to the show. So I had all the paintings on the wall, and the place was just covered with art. So they wanted to get shots of that too. So if they came now, the place would be bare. So I'm glad they kind of came when they did. All the timing just worked out right.
Fantastic. Well, buddy, great to catch up with you. We'll catch up with you again next month and see what is going on in the world of Brad Parker and Tiki Shark. We'll catch up with you soon, man.
Okay, thanks. Always good to talk to you, Coop.
Coming up on the show, another release from the upcoming Orchestronic album. Right now, though, Jack Jones and You Better Love Me on the Cocktail Nation.
You better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch. You want me to, oh, I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. So don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you better love me while you may. Your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch. You want me to, oh, I know that you do. You'd better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear. So don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me. If you think fondly of me, you better love me while you may.
Living fabulously.
It's Coop Cooper and the Cocktail Nation.
With Coop Cooper, another one from Mr. Ho from the forthcoming CD titled The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel. Night and Day is one of the newer songs in the Orchestratica's repertoire. It's become one of the strongest transcriptions as well. Features some fun parts from the four singers and, of course, some signature Esquivel arranging humour, such as the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom. I love that timpani passage there. The Unforgettable Songs of Esquivel is shipping on November 16. It's part of the new series of records called Exotica for Modern Living that the guys are putting together over the next few years. The Esquivel Tribute CD features 11 tracks from their ear-by-ear transcriptions of Esquivel's lost arrangements using a 23-piece big band recorded live in Boston. And May 2011, the second album in the series, an Exotica vibraphone quartet record called Third River Rangoon is going to be released featuring music from a whole bunch of originals, plus covers by Milt Raskin, Mutton Denny, Cal Jada, Tchaikovsky, and many, many more. Check out spaceagebigband.com. And I believe Cocktail Nation fans can get a track free in exchange for joining his official mailing list on the website. Quick note from Frankie's Tiki Room. The original green Kahiki Kai Tiki mugs almost sold out. In fact, I'd say after Mondo weekend just gone, they're probably all gone. And they've been replaced in the lineup by some rather nice pineapple yellow beauties. And you can check them out on the Frankie's store page at frankiestikiroom.com and hearing some wonderful things about this particular tiki bar. I know a stack of the gang at the Mondo Lounge just a weekend past all headed down there. So Frankie's Tiki Room, the place to be in Vegas. Coming up, our segment, Ask Coop, talking about people who go a little bit nuts on the old Facebook with their digital pictures. Right now, the Vibes on Velvet and George's Basement.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Vibes on Velvet, George's Basement, Coop Cooper with the Cocktail Nation. And just recently we had the Mondo Lounge Weekender in Vegas. Steve Greaves has been enjoying himself out in the desert and is cruising back to LA. So I thought we'll grab him on the phone and get a bit of an update on the Weekender. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Cooper. How are you, man? I'm just driving back right now. I just got back in the car, had some lunch on my way back to LA. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of great people there. Nutty performed on Friday night, and they were fantastic, as always. You know, those guys are pretty unique, and I love what they do, and they're good friends of mine. So it was fun to kind of jam with them a little bit, and I don't know, it was a lot of fun stuff. Shag was there, of course, and pretty much anybody that's part of that whole jet set slash tiki kind of scene was there, and pretty much in good spirits, and we kind of took over the whole town. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Hey, now did you go the last one a couple of years ago?
No, this is the first one I was ever at.
Oh, cool.
I found out about it kind of late, and they invited me to come in. They had asked me to perform, but it was a little short notice to try to get a large band together to do the SG Sound stuff, because that's obviously kind of big. So instead, I just DJed the Mad Men fashion show and some other stuff on Friday night. And so that was perfectly good for me. It was fun.
Cool. And out of 10, what would you give it? I mean, this is your first one there. You've been to a variety of different weekenders across the state. So out of 10, what would you rate it?
Yeah. I'd have to give it probably about an 8 or a 9. The only reason being that the attendance was a little lower than I think everybody hoped, just because there was some maybe a little tough weather in L.A. coming out of town. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse because it was a crazy weekend, as you can imagine. A little loud, I'm a little deaf, and a little hoarse. but, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I think, like, it would have been great if there was tons and tons of people, because everything was so good that a lot of people, I think, who might have shown up otherwise because of the weather in L.A., who maybe bought a ticket but then were dissuaded to drive out, it might have made a little difference. But, you know, if you were there, you were having a good time. If you weren't, you missed out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad you had a good time there, and I've been seeing some of the pictures popping up on Facebook, and it seems like it's been pretty big.
By the way, too.
Yeah.
By the way, your ears must have been burning, because I was just yesterday having lunch with your pal and mine, good old Vic Flick, and in fact, in that car, and I was just popping in a new CD that he, well, it's not new, but it's new to me. He just gave it to me. So it's funny that he just called, because I was just thinking about the connection between you and Vic and I and everything. And he had mentioned you this weekend, and we were saying, oh, too bad you weren't here.
Funny that you say that, man, because the song we're going to play tonight, actually, funny enough, is John Barry with 007. So good to catch up with you on the phone, man, and hopefully we'll see you next year. John Barry, 007 on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation music.
Fishnets and feathers, Zoetica blues, just a ghost as the floor shows past, Zoetica blues, Zoetica. She torched the tarot, scorched the wrong fellers, never scored her Sinatra, just blowed out shrunken jazz dressers. So Attica blues. Just a ghost of a mannequin that burns. Attica blues. Zoetica just swings with a lonely crowd, swings with the only crowd, ring it, ding it with the lonely crowd, dee da da da. Sweethearts and fellines, oh, crooked on opiate schemes, delirium, you're a screams, dee da da da. Swings with the lonely crowd, swings with the only crowd, ring it, ding it with the Broadway hounds, da-da-da-da. Sweethearts and fellines, oh, crooked on opiate schemes, delirium, you're a screams, mezzadrina. Just swings with the lonely crowd, ring it, ding it with the only crowd, ring it, ding it with the only crowd. Ah, so out of heart. Sweethearts and fellines, or crooked on opiate schemes, delirium, you're a screams, zee-ba-da-da.
Donation thanks to Tiki Shark as we broadcast from the Sydney penthouse with Jimmy Vargas and Zoetica Blues. The seventh album coming out very soon, produced by legendary UK producer Peter Gage. Looking forward to playing this for you when it's released, and news of a mystery bongo player on certain tracks as well. More when that is released. And thus far, I know that the working title is Noirotica. This week, I was incensed and outraged by comments of a journalist by the name of Chris Roberts at the San Francisco Weekly over his dismissive comments about Tiki and the Tongaroo. Let's show him how important the Tongaroo is. And make sure you do comment on this article and tell Chris Roberts how you feel about his comments, because I, for one, am outraged, and I think that we need to stand up and show this man the amazing tiki culture that exists. The title of the article, which I've put up on my website and Facebook, is Tongaroo Execution Stayed, Does Anyone Care? By Chris Roberts. He basically says that tiki bars and tiki really are passé, that he can't understand what the whole hubbub is about the Tongaroo, and that the Tongaroom is about as Polynesian as Hawaiian pizza. And he says that if you want to pay a whole stack of money to sit under a fake bamboo canopy and sip a tropical drink, he said, now is the time. In the meantime, he says, you can find us at Trader Sam's shortly before you'll find us dead from alcohol poisoning, where you get a similar experience for a tenth of the price. He's been really quite dismissive about the whole tiki culture and doesn't quite get how big it is. So I would encourage you to go to my website, cocktailnation.net, or my Facebook page, or simply check out the San Francisco Weekly and find Chris Roberts' article and make a comment about it and tell him and other people how important tiki is. So get to it, gang. So there you go, Cooper mustering the Cocktail Nation militia, as one of my listeners wrote to me. Time for our segment, Ask Coop. This one is from Beverly in Illinois, who writes, Dear Coop, a visit from an old friend is looming. She's always loved taking photos, but since she went digital, nothing in my home is too trivial to record. These snaps are then shown to all and sundry via computer and the internet. Repeated requests to desist are ignored. How can she be stopped? Well, Beverly, don't blame your friend. She's just a poor, tormented victim of a diabolical fiend who haunts the bleak forests of the Hungarian-Transylvanian border. I speak, of course, of the legendary Zsolt Szilágyi, better known as Count Zsolt the Imager. He's the scientist who took out the 1968 patent on an all-solid-state radiation imager, which led to the development of the modern digital camera. And this led to a whole generation of camera-possessed people taking so many photos every half minute that every day of their life needs to be compressed and archived in its very own Google data storage plant. Oh, accursed Zsolt. He made it so easy and cheap to take photos that everyone now just snaps away without art or care or timing, thinking they'll just delete the bad ones later. But they never do, because they think to themselves, someday I might want a memory of that out-of-focus knee. And your wretched friend has become one of the digital undead, powerless to stop taking photos every time she visits you. Photos of you eating, sneezing, yawning, walking in through a door, walking out of a door, standing in front of a door, staring at the camera confused, wondering why she's taking photos of you in front of a door. There's only one way to stop your Zsolt-infected visitor from taking photos and posting them online for all to see. You have to stab her through the heart with a silver camera tripod leg. Then decapitate her with a sharp edge of a 4 GB memory card soaked in holy water. But if your courage fails you, you can fight photo with photo. Every time she picks up her camera to take a snap of you, you pick up a camera, take a snap of her, taking a snap of you, until you both give up in exasperation and agree to stop taking photos altogether. I hope that helps, Beverly. If you have a problem, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com right now. Julie O'Hara from Melbourne and Angel Eyes.
Thank you. drinks and the laughs are on me. Pardon me, but I've got a rap. The facts are uncommonly clear. Gotta find out who is number one and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX. Bringing the world of swank to your lounge room.
It was Fiesta down in Mexico, and so I went along to see the show. I knew that frenesy meant please love me, and I could say frenesy. A handsome caballero caught my eye. I stood and watched him as he wandered by. And never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed frenzy. He stopped and raised his eyes to mine. His lips just pleaded to be kissed. His eyes were soft as candle shine. So how was I to resist? And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say frenzy? Long, long ago, I wandered down into old Mexico. There at a dance, I met my first real romance. Moon was shining bright, and I could hear laughing voices in the night. Everyone was gay, it was the start of the holiday. Quiero que vivas solo para mí, y que tú vayas por donde yo voy. Para que mi alma sea no más de ti, bésame con frenesí. Ahí en el beso que te di, al no
piede al corazón. Dime qué sabes tú sentir, lo mismo que siento yo. And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known, because these kisses are for me alone.
Cocktail Nation with another Melbourne band. I'm not too sure what's going on with the Melbourne playlist tonight. The B-Sharp Band and Frenesy. Before that, Liz Baxter and The Ritual. Time for our look at the world of swank. Coming up November 6th, Saturday night, The Right Spot. This is Folsom at 17th Street, San Francisco. Mr. Lucky is going to be singing with the Ramshackle Romeos. Kicks off at 9:15. And I believe he's also going to be at Bimbo's for a New Year's Eve party. Mr. Lucky, you got to check out this man. He is an incredible entertainer. There's not a whole lot of music out from Mr. Lucky, but basically he takes a whole lot of 80s tunes and a few Swing and Sinatra tracks and mixes them up, and he is absolutely fantastic. And you got to see his 1961 Chrysler. It is just beautiful. And, in fact, actually speaking of videos, if you put in Luckaroonie channel into YouTube.com, you should be able to track down some of his videos. November 12, you can see Ricky Derrick at the Mansion Bar in Dallas. And see you in the new year with Waitiki 7, Don the Beachcombers. Now, this is going to be a huge night, featuring the first performance from Combustible Edison's music since the band's demise a decade ago, with help from Brother Cleve and The Millionaire. At midnight is going to be transforming the ballroom into a full-on tiki dance party. Waitiki and Combustible Edison will reveal their mixologist side with some cocktails by Brother Cleve and Randy Wong. Should be pretty good. Got the Orchestratica playing at Johnny D's, Somerville, Massachusetts on the 3rd of November. On the 12th of December, which is a Thursday, Cafe Vivaldi. And this is the vibraphone quartet I'm talking about for these particular gigs too. And then we've got the big band release coming up on the 14th of January. The 23-piece big band CD release, YMCA Theatre, Cambridge, Massachusetts. And you can grab your tickets very soon on orchestratica.com. Coming up, it's our look at some very cool blogs in the Cocktail Nation blogosphere. Now, Pink Martini and Temperito.
Thank you. taci, a besar ci ser sincera, tu è che mi fai llorar, non fai smal, segui un destino che il mondo vai incensinar, ma è mismo así, mesmo derramando lágrimas, io non ci posso perdoar, mesmo che tenha sofrido. Te quiero amar.
The Cocktail Nation.
Cashmere's for Christmas, diamond ring, think I like God and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Donation, Sydney's Sally Street. Ain't I good to you?
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
TheCocktailNation at gmail.com if you'd like to email me a blog that you've been following or that you love. This week, it's called InTheLandOfCocktails.com. Here you're going to find the ultimate insider's journey into the dynamic culture of cocktails, wine, and food from America's first party town, New Orleans, the brainchild of T. Martin and Lali Brennan. And the cocktail Chicks, as they call themselves, and owners and proprietors of Commander's Palace, which is one of the top-rated restaurants in New Orleans. They're also the author of a similar name book, In the Land of Cocktails. And they've got an iPhone app as well. They've got some very nice tips and tricks there, so check it out online, inthelandofcocktails.com. Or make sure you send me your suggestions for your blogs, might be your own or one that you follow. You can email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. That's it for this week. I'll leave you with Bobby Darin and The Sweetest Sounds. Stay hip.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. And the kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. And the most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me. The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. And the kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all this world is waiting for me, is waiting somewhere.
Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, VX.